how the tiny country of Norway dominates the Winter Games coming up at 9:35. But first, Gordo's Corner brought to us by CrestCars.com.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Which one of you is George?
Him.
That'd be me.
Let me ask you something. Why do you think you're important?
Why are you so stuck on this?
I don't know, but I am. Same way you were stuck on yogurt. Okay? It just happens. People get stuck on things.
Now the drophead is making you fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah, now we're turning on each other.
No, I still support you.
Okay, you do? All right, I still support you with yogurt.
You know what I figured out in your...
Go get me some yogurt.
In your drophead world, you two are the addicts, but do you know who the dealer is? It's Jer.
Yeah.
He's as complicit in this as anyone. He you are their dealer.
He's our dealer.
Yeah. You've got
I don't do anything in here.
You've got all the drops.
What's
and
a drop?
You sprinkle them in.
Jake
and
is, too.
You tempt these guys.
And then you just sit back and you giggle, and one of these days, one of us is going to be found dead on our bathroom floor with a drop still in our arm, and they're going to come and arrest you, Jer. They're going to come after you.
What do you think about that, Jer?
Yeah.
I think that's too soon, sir.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Sensitive.
Let's let Philip Seymour Hoffman rest in peace for just a week. Can we do that?
Yeah. Wait, what happened to Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Would you try to focus a little bit?
There he goes. There's your pusher.
Would you try to focus? You're the one talking.
Felt good.
I'm grabbing the dog.
Yeah.
Well, George is getting his fix over there.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
All right. What is the creepiest thing you can do to a woman?
I don't know, but I do know that you've done
it. That's just not true.
That was bad timing.
This was very bad timing. Not as bad a timing as the worst timing of all drop, which some people say was Roger Wicker's genius drop.
Huh? Yeah, it wasn't his timing.
Feet. That was an accident, right, when he did that? All right, which we can't say on the air. Okay, so let's move on. All right, so this woman is putting her... yeah, right, George?
I'm fine.
This woman is putting her kids to bed. She comes downstairs afterwards, prepares the house to close up for the evening, and then goes to sleep. The next morning, she gets up and she grabs her cell phone, as we all do. And at some point in the morning, she looks through her pictures. And the last picture on her cell phone was a selfie of a guy in her house wearing glasses. He had a beard. It was taken while she was putting her kids to bed the night before.
Holy
oh, my.
Nothing else in the house stolen. Nothing disturbed. He just walked into the back door, which I guess was unlocked. He took the picture of himself, and then he left.
That is creepy.
Wow.
But they're going to catch him.
Well, a neighbor said that she had seen the guy before. I'm sorry, it was a male neighbor. Said that he had seen the guy before, but that the when he saw the guy, he didn't have glasses when he normally sees the guy. So he thinks that there may be a disguise. But yeah, that is, if you're going to do something creepy, you try to avoid surveillance in general. You don't try to generate the surveillance yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
That's creepy.
Isn't that an interesting guy?
Why are you smiling?
Isn't that just something you could see him doing easily?
Wait,
well, yeah, it looks like
wait a second. You're making a big jump here.
His wheels are turning right now. He's
big jump here.
I don't think so.
Smiling and isn't that creepy as he smiles?
It is interesting.
No, it's not. It's gross.
Well, see, I'm offering this as a service to P1s who want to do this to their wife. If they want me to take a selfie, like in their house.
He would do it in a heartbeat. And add it to his private collection.
Wait. Whoa. There's new information here. Private collection? That's just weird. This happened in suburban Denver. And the woman calls 911, of course. And they're looking for the dude.
See, legalized pot. That's what you get.
Did I say dude? I mispronounced genius.
See?
No. I back away from that.
Genius.
I back away. I totally back away from that. All right, and what's the worst excuse that you've had for leaving a hit and run?
I'm grabbing the dog.
Yeah, that.
So this woman, an elderly woman in Arizona, she hits a jogger and then leaves the scene. Her name is Persis Draper.
I've never heard that first name.
P-E-R-S-I-S. Persis. She's 92. Okay, the All driver. Right. She said that she had to leave the scene because she had diarrhea.
Oh.
Shouldn't be driving,
she said,
for one thing.
Because of diarrhea?
Well, yes, but 95?
She said,
the diarrhea started up again after the accident happened, and I was going to stop, but then the diarrhea came, and I didn't stop.
That's what she told the Arizona Daily Star. She said that she sought relief at a nearby grocery store.
You've got to stay at the scene, and if you go in your seat, you go in your seat.
Hold on. Did she eventually return to the scene?
I'm getting to that.
Because if she did that, then I'm okay with her.
She sought relief at a nearby grocery store where she used the restroom and then picked up dinner rolls for a potluck that she was attending later at her church. And then after about 45 minutes, she did return to the scene in her Lincoln Town Car, but that no one was around. So the accident scene had been cleared at that point. This woman that she had hit had been taken to the hospital and had to have stitches on her elbow, was bruised up pretty badly. But Persis said,
I didn't leave the scene of an accident because I was running away. I'm not the type of individual who would do something like that. I left because I had diarrhea. I went back to check and there wasn't anybody there. But I was upset and I wasn't feeling good because of the diarrhea. So when I got home, I took a pill for the diarrhea.
All right.
And I went to sleep.
That's what she said. That was her statement. She said that she...
I had a lot of diarrhea.
She did go home and go to sleep after taking the diarrhea pill, but not before she went to the potluck and dropped the rolls off.
Ugh, I don't want those rolls.
She said she was too stressed to attend the potluck because she was upset and also because of the...
What are the chances she was a good driver at 95?
Pretty slim. Or fat.
I think she's 92.
Okay, 92.
I cut her some slack. I think
because of the diarrhea?
Yeah, a 92-year-old woman with diarrhea, I think she can leave the scene. What do you want her to do, squat on the side of the road?
No, that's what George was saying. You said that she should just have to go right there in her pants.
Yes.
That's a very unsenior source-friendly answer, in my opinion.
Sorry. I think she's excused to go take care of her diarrhea. I don't think she needs to be buying those rolls, though. I think she needs to go experience the great equalizer and then get back to the scene.
And then turn in her driver's license.
But Giorgio, gosh, man.
What?
What are you doing?
People at 90
you
over 90
support
should
the
not
senior
be
senior source.
Yes, I
You're
do.
For senior
yes.
rights.
Yes.
You're for seniors to have sex as much as they want to.
That's my big platform. I want them to keep their driver's license.
It's
more centered on care for them once they get to an advanced age and they need help.
Yeah, but
I'm all for that, especially when they can't help themselves.
You've been on the air like talking about them not having sex. That seems rude to me. They should be allowed to do that, and they should be allowed to drive.
No. After a certain age, you should not be allowed to drive.
What age?
I don't know. I was asking you guys. What do you think? We do need to stop it at some point, though.
I think it's too case by case. I think you could have a...
How about a driving test, though?
Speaking of cases, I had a bad case of diarrhea! You hear me, George?
I hate this character. It's turned into Chris Rock in a wig.
I think...
You don't like Persis?
Jimmy Johnson, the race
too cool, man.
Jimmy Johnson, the race car driver, could probably still drive well at 90.
Okay, well, how about with this? After say 80, you have to take a driver's test every year.
That's okay. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand why she doesn't. She was born in the day and age of chamber pots, so why didn't she have one of those in that Lincoln Town Car?
Once you get over 90, you probably should have one of those.
A chamber pot.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world needs to go back to chamber pots. Here's my question for you. How did anyone ever have children in the Middle Ages on through to the, I would say, to the 19th century?
Before we had indoor plumbing?
You just squatted over some hay.
If you're living in a room with a woman, and they would live in just a single room, and there's just one chamber pot in the corner, how does sexual activity ever occur? I mean, you can't experience the greatest gift God has given to man.
You make her go outside.
And that is the compartmentalization of bathroom.
It is interesting.
Ignoring that.
It is interesting from the standpoint of, when did women start to be able to hide that evil from men?
Right, which when is a that? Necessary component to human sexuality.
1700s? 1800s?
George, what's the
late
answer?
Late 1800s.
It's fairly outhouse. Recently.
Late 1800s. That's an important date.
That's when we got rid of the chamber pot.
And we should celebrate 95. That date. 95, Jer.
All right, Gordo, thank you.
I was just guessing.
Okay.
That's the corner. It's 9:35 on the ticket.